Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she did.
The Daily Dilemma on Mix 105.1.
See what you think about this one, red flag or no. It's our Daily Dilemma.
So I'm dating a guy who isn't on social media at all because he thinks it's a waste of time. And he thinks if he wants to see what somebody's up to, he'll call them or he'll go see them. So first I thought that was pretty cool. And then my friends started putting thoughts in my head, like, what's he hiding? Like, there has to be a real reason. We're both in our 20s, and everyone's on some sort of social media site except for him. It's kind of weird that I can't see his past on Facebook or Insta or anywhere. Do you think it's a red flag, or am I being paranoid?
There's people like that. They just don't want to live their lives on social media.
But they're old.
My son doesn't live his life on, you know, he's 18.
That's awesome.
He doesn't live his life on social media at all.
Yeah.
He has like two pictures and that's it on Instagram.
I mean, listen, I would do my own digging though. Like, I would definitely interview his friends, get to know them.
I mean, there's got to be a way to find
out. There's ways around it, but also we grew up in the 90s, so it's like, you know, that's easy for us to do our digging outside of social media.
Yeah, I mean, I think if, you know, as long as you're meeting his friends and you feel like you're part of his real life,
right,
and he's not hiding his real life from you, like you're not meeting his family, his friends, he only does stuff solo with you, then yeah, that's a red flag.
Right.
All right, so do you think it's a dating red flag, or maybe you're one of those people that just don't post a lot on social media? Alex?
No, Beth, I don't have any social media, and my boyfriend thought it was odd, but it is a waste of time, and I can't be bothered to do it. I've got other things to be doing.
And so if he wants to know something about your past, he can just ask.
Yeah, all my friends will tell him.
How long have you guys been dating?
6 months.
See, I'm the same way. I don't think that social media is a huge deal. I think it really has to do with, like, the person. Like, you know whether or not you can trust someone.
Right.
I know. So I wonder what it is, why it's raising a red flag for her. If it's just her friend saying that it's odd, or if there's something that's just something there in the air that's raising that flag.
I mean, most people our age, I mean, I'm in my mid-20s, that they all, you know, they all do it. My boyfriend, after we became a couple, he posted like 3 a.m. on Facebook.
Okay.
And
how do you know?
I'm faced with a dilemma.
Have your own dilemma with a family member, coworker, or significant other?
I see your dilemma.
Tell us what's going on, and you can remain anonymous at 407-919-1052. This is Mix 105.1.